Text 5. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Word for word. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukdev Goswami said. Badam. Correct. Uktam. What you have said. Bhagavata. Of the personality of Godhead. Uttama Shlokasha. Who is praised with excellent verses? Srimad Charanaravinda. Of the feet. Which are just like the most beautiful fragrant lotus flowers. Makaranda. Honey. Rase. In the nectar. Aveshita, absorbed. Chetasa, whose hearts? Bhagavata, to the devotees. Paramahamsa, liberated persons. Daita, pleasing. Katam, glorification. Kinchit. Sometimes. Ataraya. By impediments. Vihatam. Checked. Svam. Om. Shivatamam. Most exalted. Padavim. Position. Almost always, Invati, give up. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Sri Shukdev Goswami said, what you have said is correct. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised in eloquent transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectarian honey of the Lord's lotus feet and whose mind is always absorbed in his glories may sometimes be checked by some impediment, but he still never gives up the exalted position he has acquired. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Shukdev Goswami accepted both of the king's propositions, that a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness cannot embrace materialistic life again, and that one who has embraced materialistic life cannot take up Krishna consciousness at any stage of his existence. Although accepting both these statements, Shukdev Goswami qualified them by saying that a person who has once absorbed his mind in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may sometimes be influenced by impediments, but still he does not give up his exalted devotional position. mind and the glories of the Supreme may sometimes be influenced by impediments, but still he does not give up his exalted position. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are two kinds of impediments to devotional service. Two impediments. First is an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav. This is called Vaishnav Aparad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees not to commit Vaishnav Aparad, which he described as the mad elephant offense. When a mad elephant enters a beautiful garden, it destroys everything, leaving a barren field. Similarly, the power of a Vaishnav Aparad is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets if he commits it. I want to stop here and just go over that sentence. Vaishnav Aparad is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets if he commits it. So what's being explained here is that although offenses are committed, someone who has initially made some effort and advancement on the path of devotional service, it's never completely wiped out. Key in this sentence is becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets. So what I'm getting from the purport both here and further on is a very hopeful message. The message is that there's no way to completely wipe out any devotional service that you've performed. And it may not fructify as fast as we may want it to, but we never completely wipe out the slate. There's always some merit to our character if we've done at least some devotional service. So this concept can give us great hope. Prabhupada continues, since Krishna consciousness is eternal, it cannot be destroyed altogether, but advancement may be checked for the time being. Thus, Vaishnav Aparad is one kind of impediment to devotional service. And here's the other one. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee desires to impede one's devotional service. For example, Aranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were formerly Jaya and Vijaya, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha. But by the desire of the Lord, they became his enemies for three lives. Thus, the desire of the Lord is another kind of impediment. But in both cases, the pure devotee, once advanced in Krishna consciousness, cannot be lost. Following the orders of his superiors, Svayambhuva and Lord Brahma, Priyavrata accepted family life. But this did not mean that he lost his position in devotional service. Krishna consciousness is perfect and eternal. Therefore, it cannot be lost under any circumstances. Okay, so that's three times in the purport he's made it clear. It cannot be lost. Because the material world is full of obstructions to advancement in Krishna consciousness, there may appear to be many impediments, yet Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead declares in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Once one has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Let's read the translation to 9:31, just to clarify that. Referring to, okay, I'm going to go back even one further and read that so you put it in context. Lord Krishna states in 9:30, even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. And 31, he quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Na pranashati, never perishes. So this should give us tremendous encouragement. We cannot be lost. Continues. In this verse, the word Shiva Tamam is very significant. Shiva Tamam means the most auspicious. The devotional path is so auspicious that a devotee cannot be lost under any circumstances. This is described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself. Partha neveha namutra tinasas tasya vidyate. My dear Arjuna, for a devotee there is no question of being lost, either in this life or in the next. And that's from the 6th chapter, verse 40. Translation to 6:40 reads, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, son of Prita, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. So this is such beautiful news. Again, in 6:43, the Lord clearly explains how this is so. Tatra tam buddhisam yogam labate parvadekinam yatate chatato buya samsido kuru nandana. Which means, on taking such a birth, he revives the divine consciousness of his previous life, and he again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of Kuru. So Prabhupada continues, by the order of the Lord, a perfect devotee sometimes comes to this material world like an ordinary human being. Because of his previous practice, such a perfect devotee naturally becomes attached to devotional service, apparently without cause. Despite all kinds of impediments due to surrounding circumstances, he automatically perseveres. Automatically perseveres in devotional service. Gradually advances until he once again becomes perfect. So for many souls, this is the procedure. You get so far, and then you might get distracted in your devotional service. So you leave your body not quite having come to full realization. But Krishna puts you in the ideal circumstance. And then, as explained in 6:43, that soul revives the divine consciousness of their previous life and again tries to make progress. Such a devotee becomes attached to devotional service, apparently without cause. Many of us have had the fortune of meeting devotees who, upon hearing just a few words about this process, to them the light goes on. You can almost see the light bulb going on. And they remember that this is definitely a bona fide process. Take to it quickly, and they stay with it. This is an indication of a previous birth, at least, if not many births, of some kind of practice. Apparently without cause, Prabhupada writes. And now Prabhupada gives the example of Bilva Mangala Thakur. Bilva Mangala Thakur had been an advanced devotee in his previous life, but in his next life, he became fallen and was attached to a prostitute. So, if Bilva Mangala Thakur could become attached to a prostitute, who are we to pass judgment on people wherever they're at? Many are devotees. They're just going through some kind of straightening out that they need to go through. And it may not seem like it's an actual course to take, but we really don't know. Bilva Mangala Thakur became attached to a prostitute. In the eyes of everyone, he's just a common woman hunter. Suddenly, however, his entire behavior was changed by the words of the very prostitute who had so much attracted to him, and he became a devotee. Does anybody remember what the words of the prostitute were that changed his life? Do you remember, Ananga Gopi? Tribulation and austerity just to fulfill his desire to be with that prostitute. And she mentioned, "You have determination," and she also fortunately redirected him in saying, "Coming to me is not going to make you happy, but there is a goal that will make you happy." And that's all he needed, was someone to just gently put him back on course. He had all of the qualifications. He was just misguided at that time. So Prabhupada continues. In the lives of exalted devotees, there are many such instances proving that once one has taken to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Deya, Vatijani, Nan, Nibhakta, persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are free from the duality of illusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. So this verse pinpoints the status of someone who doesn't become entangled again. They may temporarily become sidetracked, but if their sinful actions are completely eradicated and also are freed from illusion, they may be sidetracked, but if they are honestly freed from illusion and in their heart they are searching truthfully for the right relationship, the absolute truth, the only sober way to live as a human being, that is freedom. And when they start devotional service, the determination is there and they don't fall back. So this purport hopefully is giving everyone much encouragement, much good news that we need to hear. There is no falling, there is no permanently falling down. Prabhupada qualifies this with one last quote from Prahlad Maharaj. Matir na Krishne paratas vatova mito vyatyeta gravratanam, which means a person who is too attached to materialistic family life, home, family, wife, children, and so on, cannot develop Krishna consciousness. So here is the mindset of the person who actually is lost. How do they get there? They're too attached to the physical aspects of life. They don't want to admit that they are a servant. They don't want to admit an eternal relationship. And they are determined like anything to find that attachment. If Bilva Mangala Thakur was determined to stay with the prostitute, he would not have agreed with her so readily. But her words set him free from his attachment. A person who is materialistic doesn't want to hear the words and will deny them and holds on tight to this material concept of happiness. So for them, Prahlad says, there is no hope of developing Krishna consciousness. Last paragraph here. These apparent contradictions are resolved in the life of a devotee by the grace of the Supreme Lord, and therefore a devotee is never bereft of his position on the path of liberation, which is described in this verse as Shiva Tamam Padavim. Shiva Tamam, the most auspicious path. Are there any comments? Yes.
Krishna told Arjuna to say it because
we met a devotee, not because we are meeting Krishna directly, but because the devotee allowed herself to be used as a via medium for our betterment. It's very beautiful, very elegant. So, thank you very much for listening. Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.